This is New England Public Radio News. I'm Sam Hudzik. Mike Corrado contributed a collage spread to a new Sesame Street book out next month, celebrating the show's theme song, Sunny Days. The Northampton, Massachusetts author and illustrator also created the Little Elliot picture books, including a Christmas edition published last year. For our back-to-school book series, I asked Corrado to describe his most well-known character.
Sure. Little Elliot is a polka-dotted elephant who lives in New York City in the late 1930s, and he's very small. The series starts out with his struggle as a tiny, tiny elephant in the big, big city, and he meets his best friend, Mouse, who puts everything into perspective for him.
He's like a sidekick in a lot of ways, but also smarter or wiser than Little Elliot.
He's the sidekick and also the unsung hero, I think.
It's interesting you said that this was based in the 1930s, because I was looking through it and I was wondering about that, because, you know, the men wear suits and hats and the cars are old and postage is a penny. Why did you decide to place the books in the 1930s and not in present day?
First of all, I'm just obsessed with old New York, right? I love the old architecture. And I really wanted to have this character live in a time when he had to be out in the streets, right? He can't order his cupcakes on Seamless and have them brought to him. He needs to be out in the world, which is something I would like our kids to experience, you know, being out there and interacting with other people. And also, it just gives the story a more classic feel. It almost feels like the story's been around for a minute because it's set so far in the past. There's kind of a magical quality, I think, to stories that are set in the past.
I love the acknowledgement section in your books. For anyone who feels unnoticed, for my fellow scaredy cats and our heroes, for you, always know there's someone out there who cares. These are kind of like the underlying messages of each of the books, right?
Yeah. I mean, when I was first trying to dedicate the first book, I was really at a loss. I mean, there were so many people that I could have dedicated it to or thanked, but there was definitely a message that I wanted to convey. And with the Elliot books, I've maintained this kind of general message to my readers.
So you've been tapped to be one of, I believe, 18 illustrators to contribute a page to a big Sesame Street book out in October. Each page has a line from the Sesame Street song, the theme song, Sunny Day. Mm-hmm. Your illustration is very cool. Can you describe it?
Sure, yeah. I mean, basically, it's a collage style that I used when I was working on the book What If by Samantha Berger. And that's the style that the folks at Random House saw and wanted me to use for the Sunny Day book. So it's a combination of drawing and photo collage, some digital color, but basically it's a beach scene. When someone thinks about Sesame Street, I think obviously the default is to think about the city, right? Because that's where it's set. But Random House really wanted to be inclusive and show how Sesame Street is accessible to everyone. And I have island roots, so I thought maybe a beach scene would be cool. So, for example, the beach itself is made out of sandpaper, and the water is made out of like tissue paper and glitter. And
There's some cereal in there too, right?
There's cereal, yeah. So my verse is Sunny Day sweeping the clouds away. And I wanted to show these kids literally sweeping clouds out of the sky with kites that they're running with along the shore. And so all the kites are kind of funny things that you wouldn't really think to be a kite. There's a piece of cereal in there. I think there's some chocolate or something. There's a little Easter egg of Elmo that I made with foil and googly eyes and a Tic Tac.
Are you a big Sesame Street fan?
Oh yeah, I love it. I mean, I grew up with it. So many of us did. That's a huge part of my childhood. What a beautiful sunny day,
sweeping the clouds away. Author and illustrator Mike Corrado, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And this is New England Public Radio.